Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today, we're going to be having a very fun talk about going beyond vanilla and navigating the spectrum of kink. But before I dive in and we get all luscious and yummy and all that jazz, I just want to let you guys know that I've been on for over 10 and a half years, almost 11 years with the Pleasure Zone, actually coming up really soon. It'll be 11 years. And there are well over 500 episodes that you can listen to, ranging from everything to do with the psychology behind, you know, how our minds work when it comes to sex and sexuality, to all things kink, to history, to even I did a few shows on, you know, what was found in archaeological digs in terms of like sex statues and dildos and things like that. So had a wide range. What I have found over the years is that people really like listening to the episodes about kink. So there's going to be quite a few more coming up. However, I do also like to speak a lot to the work that I do with my clients. So as a sex and intimacy coach, I work with people who aren't just into kink, who are looking to have a better sex life, even to understand their own sexuality and what maybe if they've never had orgasms, how to have that, how to enjoy their own bodies as well, and how to enjoy their body with their partner, how to invite things like kink into their life to spice it up. Also in my work, I am a holistic health practitioner. And one of the things that I do find a lot is that sex can be very healing. So as a somatic holistic, as part of my holistic health practitioner work, I am a somatic body worker. So somatic means body. So somatic movement can allow your body to start to unwind a lot of things like traumas and stresses and allow you to have more pleasure in your life. So one of the reasons why I do like to talk about kink a lot and enjoy things kinky is because we can use these things like kink and BDSM in order for your body to find peace and calm and relaxation and unwind and find trust again and be able to experience pleasure in ways that maybe you haven't before, to be able to think outside of the box on pleasure, to think outside of the usual things of genitals first. You know, there's a lot of genitals first sex out there, and you know, you'll see it in TV a lot. There's, you know, the obvious, go for the obvious parts, but we don't have a lot of things where genitals are not first, and you kind of can put that aside and see what wakes you up and what calls to you in terms of what turns you on. And I have a friend I was talking with today who was saying, Daisy was saying that kink called to them rather than the other way around. Actually, kink called to him. So that's a whole other story, kids. But the lot of things that, you know, when you are turned on, it's usually that those things call to you. So when we're talking about kink today, we're going to see what calls to you. It's not necessarily that you've gone out and made it happen. You've decided that something will turn you on. It's that it has turned you on. It's called to you, and it's invited you into the world of allowing it to turn you on. So whether it is wearing high heels or whether it's flowers like I have in my background today, or whether it's pretty standard, you know, some pretty standard things like, well, those are fairly standard foot fetishes and things like that. You're probably going to find that those call to you, and they might have called to you for a really long time and you didn't really realize it, and you were being turned on by them but didn't know how to navigate the fact that you were so turned on by them. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things like that today. And you know, before I actually dove into the exploration of human sexuality, although I really was curious about sex and bodies and pleasure at a very young age, and I looked at it from a pretty standard perspective. I wanted to understand how biology played a role. I wanted to know how do our bodies work? What, you know, what are some of the standard turn-ons? And then as I started to do this show, The Pleasure Zone, about 11 years ago, I had a few people come on who were guests who had me kind of look at kink in a totally different way. And not only did they do that, they invited me into a world that was very different than the one that I had assumed kink was. So I would say that prior to anything to do with The Pleasure Zone, I was a pretty vanilla person. I was pretty vanilla also because I had a lot of trust issues, trust even in myself, but also trust in partners. I didn't have a lot of comfort in my own self-exploration, but this show definitely opened me up to that through my own, through even through reading, but also through having conversations with people that then cracked open my mind to think, oh, I'd like to try something. I'd like to try that. I'd like to try that. So you'll find that things do call to you. And you might find that, you know, even like growing up, I would have probably thought like, wow, who would even ever want to be spanked? Like that's so off-putting or so awkward. But not only do lots of people enjoy it, I'm one of those people who enjoy it. And I recently was watching a show on YouTube called Beard Meets, like M-E-A-T-S, Beer Meets Food. And he is a guy who goes around the world and he like will do food competitions. And one of the places he went to go eat was a place in Las Vegas where if you don't finish your food, they spank you. And I'm thinking while I'm watching this, I'm like, how many kinky people will go there and spend like $20 on food, which might be cheaper than going to go visit somebody who will spank you professionally, like going to a kink playhouse? Maybe you are, you know, going to, and then you're also not only that, you don't just get, it's not just that you get spanked publicly at this restaurant and you're fair warned, right? So there's anticipation that happens as well. So I haven't gone there yet, but you know, the thing is, I'm a really good eater and I hate to waste food. It would be so hard for me to like not finish my food. And then I'd have to do it and then like figure out how I can get over not finishing the food and then let myself be spanked, right? So there is absolute like public spanking going on and food and like delightful. Las Vegas is full of great ideas. I'm thinking Canada. If, you know, if you'd like to team up, we got some people I've already talked to that would like to be part of this crazy wild business. Let's make one of those happen here in Canada, especially in Ontario or Quebec, like Montreal. Montreal, do you already have one of these? I don't even know. If these exist in Canada, I want to know. Tell me where they are. This is fascinating. All right. So as I kind of mentioned before, I was quite a vanilla person. And what invited me into that was to know that it was actually not something that was going to harm me or even kill me, or that I was going to be with somebody who was like a psychopath who might end up, you know, holding me hostage. Because what I knew of kink were things that I'd seen in movies. And it was like, what I remember seeing, I can't remember the name of the movie. I think it was called The Crying Game, because I remember this song and it was The Crying Game. And there was, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this is like years ago and I could be mixing movies together. But what I vaguely remember from that movie was that somebody was, I remember there was a trans character, but I also vaguely remember that somebody was a, like a dom or a sub. And there was some sub context there that was like, and I felt scared, but there was also some subcontext in I think it was Pulp Fiction as well. And there was a scene where somebody was in like a gimp suit. But guys, like, don't quote me on that because I'm not always good at matching movies to my thoughts, and sometimes I pick up the wrong name. So if you remember what I'm talking about, we're talking about the 90s and movies that came out then, and the kink that was being shown was violent and it wasn't consensual. So to me, anything in the BDSM world was something that wasn't consensual. It was as if you were being taken hostage and there was no agreement or pleasure. Like I didn't see pleasure portrayed in it, and I found it alarming. I found it violent and I was confused by it until I actually understood that that's not the reality of the reality is it is consensual. All things outside of consensual is not accurate. And consensual is a very big spectrum of conversation and to itself. When you look at things like DEI, like if you're looking at even different differences between power play, right? Like if you're coming into a situation where you're already more in a position of power, whether that's financial power or whether it's assumed power, or you are in a role with somebody who isn't able to make a choice, necessarily a conscious choice, if say they're in a coma, then that's not consensual, even though they might be of consensual age, they might be 18 or over, but they don't qualify to be consenting because they're in a coma. So they can't consent, if you know what I mean. So when we're talking about all things kink today, I want you to be really, really mindful that everything in this conversation has to do with consent. There's going to be communication and curiosity. Those are my three top favorite C's to talk about. And the other C word is that four-letter word that is that other special word for a woman's genitals. All right. So that's a great word. And it's been really misunderstood, but it's actually a great word. So I don't know about you, but I find that as I've been aging, it's like I'm 50 now, and I find this was funny because when I was in my 30s, I was like, yeah, no, I'm pretty confident, but I don't know what happened. It's like I turned 50 and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't give two toots about what somebody thinks. I don't know if it was like astrological, did some like major shift happen? And now my transit is like, who gives a crap? Just show up, say what you want, and you don't have to apologize for being you. And I used to hear about people going, as you age, you just don't give a crap. Maybe it is our transits. I don't know. Maybe it's the hormones. So yeah, my friend is saying that hormones make that happen in women. Yeah, you just start to not give a crap. You're like, whatever, I'm just gonna have it. I'm gonna have life. I'm gonna do what I want. Of course, I don't intend to harm people. And unless they're, it's playful, consensual, non-consent harm that is fun and playful. Other than that, no. So in this conversation about like what is kink really? Kink is not really what we think it is. Kink isn't that stuff that we have seen in, 50 Shades of Grey, where basically the girl, was her name Anastasia? And I'm forgetting, which would be so funny because that's my middle name. I didn't read the books, otherwise I'd probably visualize the name. I did see some of the movies. And the thing about that is that she's basically taken hostage in a way, and he doesn't give her a lot of information. Like, none of that play would be considered consensual. There was no consent, no communication. And basically, it was kind of against her will, but they did it in such Anastasia Steele was her name, of course. Yeah. Such a great porn name. So she was like, to me, that character didn't really give us a really good understanding of what kink is. Because what kink is in the real world compared to the movie world is very different. And I think a lot of times people are trying to emulate what happens in the movie world. And in the movie world, like, in 50 Shades of Grey, it is a complete misunderstanding of how kink play should or could show up in your life. It could be an incredible way to have a, it could be a really incredible way to be able to have a community if you're, you know, if you're looking for community and you're somebody who has, say, special interests. If you have a special kink interest, like maybe you're, you have a foot fetish, what a great way to be able to tap into a community that you have something in common with is to join like FetLife. So FetLife is an online forum that you can join and you can find different fetishes that you're interested in. And one of the things that you can do with that is then you create your community, but you can also find that they might have different events that you can go to. You can probably educate yourself and get more information on that. So it is quite it can be quite an amazing adventure, and it is definitely not what we see in the movies. It's not what we see in the movies, guys. And until I knew that, I found kink frightening. So I want to just reassure you, it is not what you think it is. All right. Well, we're gonna head off to our first commercial break. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this first commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about going beyond vanilla. And in your imagination, when you hear that those words, what do you think? So let's say you've gone to the ice cream store and you're at, you know, in Canada, we have a place called Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors ice cream. Do we still have it? I think we do. We don't have it in my area, but what we do have is we have a place called Reed's Dairy, and Reed's Dairy has like at least 30 choices of ice cream, maybe 40. And then you also have your choices of soft serve with multiple toppings. So the funny thing is I actually know people who go to ice cream shops and ask for vanilla. And every time I see that, I'm like, you could have anything, but you asked for vanilla. You could just get vanilla at the grocery store. What's so exciting about vanilla? Like, don't you want chocolate on it? Don't you want, I've on the rarest occasion bought only vanilla so that I can make like root beer floats, or I can make, you know, some kind of float, oh, like Orange Crush float, right? Like so good. So I am confused by vanilla. Unless you're going to do something with vanilla, put it on your pie, maybe put it in a float. But other than putting it on a pie or a float, like vanilla by itself, guys. Okay, I get it. Some people love vanilla by itself. But in reality, if you could have any flavor and you could have like delightful flavors and you could have like chocolate with chocolate chunks with like cookie dough in there and then fudge on top and some salty nuts. And then, like, I don't know, would you not be like, hell yeah, I'm gonna have that? Now that's when we're getting beyond vanilla. So vanilla is that just that safe choice. A lot of people go for that safe choice. And the thing is, safe choices, there's nothing wrong with the safe choice, especially if you've never had ice cream before in your life and you're like thinking, I just want to test out some ice cream. I want to see if I'm going to react to this. Am I going to have like lactose intolerance to ice cream, or am I going to have a reaction to this thing called ice cream? Maybe vanilla is the place to start. But then when you start having ice cream and you're like, oh, I had vanilla, I'm going to take it one step up. Vanilla with chocolate chips. Oh, I'm going to take it to another step. I'm going to throw some salty nuts on there because I love me my salty nuts. And then what am I going to do? Oh, I'm making it put some sauce on there because who doesn't like sauce on their salty nuts? I know if you guys aren't getting the innuendo, I don't know what's going on here. However, we want to have some flavors. We want to have some excitement, do we not? And this is what going beyond vanilla is. It's like looking at all the range of the rainbow that you could possibly have at your ice cream shop, and you're like ready to dive in and try out anything. And you know what you can even do? A lot of these places, when you're going for ice cream, you can just be like, hey, can I have a little tester of that? And you know what? When you are stepping out beyond vanilla, ask for a little tester of something. So how does that translate into your kinky fun sex life? Well, if you want a little tester of something, you know, you might not go from never having any kink in your life to going and getting an entire room designed. There is a show on Netflix called, I think it's called Design Your Sex Room, or anyway, it's a fabulous show. And like all the rooms are super kinky and sexy. And you might not go from like nothing where you barely have bed sheets on your bed to a fully kinkified room. What you might want to do is go, you know what? Why don't I just like test this out? Let's start some spanking. And you don't even have to invest money. You probably have something in your kitchen that you could use. A wooden spoon. Now, that is a very good one. And the reason I talk about that is because as most good Balkan families have is the wooden spoon that you get spanked with. You might also have what's called a prut in your house. If you happen to be having a Balkan background, you might have had one of your parents whittle a willow branch in front of you to threaten you with a spanking. Now, as you get older, you could take those threats and you could flip them around and use them for getting yourself into more of a position of power and empower yourself, and take that wooden spoon. It's a dollar. If you haven't bought one, if you don't have one in the house, you can go to the dollar store. It's maybe a dollar or $2 max, and spank with a wooden spoon. You might even have other things like a spatula, spoon, a spatula. You might have a ruler. What else would they call that? I think they're just called rulers, like a straight edge. Anyway, those are all great. And you know what you probably also have in your closet somewhere is a belt, and belts are great. Yes, so we just had that come up in the comments, but at the same timing, our brains are on the mark. So belts are great too. And there's so many things that you have that are absolutely free. Yep, back of a brush, front of a brush. Some people actually like the poking and that sensation of all of that going in too. So I'm just even like looking around my room. You could use a book. you can use, oh man, like literally get creative. I could think of a lot of things you could probably use and not break. You don't want to use anything too hard. Like you don't want to use a glass bottle because you could harm somebody and you could break some part of their body. Shoe, a slipper, right? Anything that your parents threatened you with is probably a good go-to. If your parents didn't threaten you with anything, I'm so sorry that you didn't have any trauma in your life to have to work off of. Maybe you had other trauma, but maybe you didn't have the threats of being spanked trauma. So start with something simple. And like I was saying, it's a little taster, it's a little test, right? So you don't have to go out and invest in all new things if you don't want to, but heck, if you want to, go for it. Go watch How to Build a Sex Room too, because what a fun show. You're probably going to come up with a lot of great ideas after that. Super inspiring show. A lot of things I wanted to do after I saw that show. It came out a few years ago on Netflix. So go with what's free, go with what's around, test out what you've got. If you're into trying something that's pretty simple as well, I'm all about having any kind of bondage is great too. So if you've got any ties around your house, like as in like neckties, those are great for bondage. I have a few really great ones that came off of dresses that are like silky ties that are very good for, you can even do a lot of your own self-tying with those as well. I might create some videos for you guys and put them on my website so you can access how to tie yourself and how to make your own how to make your own sex toys. We shall see. See, I get these inspirations while I'm on the show, and then they get busy during the week, and then I don't do that. But if I get enough interest, if I get enough, heck yeah, we want that. If I get enough heck yeahs that we want that, I will create you guys some free videos. All right. I am sitting beside these flowers and my nose is reacting. I don't have an allergy to them, but it's like, I don't know, it's stimulated. I'm stimulated, I'm wet, it's all good. So, taking something that's free, that's accessible, test it out. But you know what you got to do before you test it out is have that conversation with your partner. Unless you want to test it out on yourself, by all means, solo play is a good way to go too. And we will talk about that in one of the later segments of the show. But if you have a partner and you want to test these things out, have the conversation. And you can have the conversation to say, you know what I've been thinking about? I've been wanting to try A, B, C, and D out. I would like to see what it's like to be able to have, you know, I'd like for you to tie me up, tie my hands up, tie my feet up. What do you think of that? How do you feel about that? And if you don't have open conversation with your partner where you can verbalize this, that's okay too. You can always head over to my website, mielitsayelenich.com. On there, I have a yes, no, maybes list. And if you download that, what you can do is you can use that kind of basic list that I've created. I think there's like 40 or 50 things I put on there. I made it so long ago. I don't even, I made it before AI existed, guys. That's how old this is. Well, no, AI probably existed. I just didn't know that it existed. So you can go on there, you can get the yes, no's, maybes list. I have a thing that you can, you know, a bunch of ideas on there that you can refer to. Share that list with your partner, print it off, play, get it to your partner, partners, if there's multiples, if you guys are polyamorous, share it amongst yourselves, share the list and see what you have in common and see where there's room for discussion as well. Definitely have the communication about it and bringing it up in a playful way too. Like, if you're already playful with your partner and bringing something up playfully, as an example, you might be doing the dishes together or something, and you come across that wooden spoon. And you might say, you know what, I'd like to use this on. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And your partner might be like, oh, that thing that you do with your, you're doing that thing with your mouth again. Like, as my husband will be like, you did your thing again, because that's what I like. Anytime I like make a joke with him, if just to make sure he knows that I've made the joke, I have to do the noise, have to because probably I it's just a stim, have to do the noise so that he knows what's happening. And you can joke about it and make it playful and make it playful and be like, hey, you know, you could use this on me. And they might be like, oh yeah, you know what, I'm going to. Awesome. Playtime. And be specific. Where would you like that on, you know, played on you? Because as much as you might know that you want it, you know, a wooden spoon on your body, your partner might not know. Is it definitely on your butt? Might not be. You might want that wooden spoon on your boobs. You might want it on your arms. You might want it somewhere else. Not everybody wants to be flogged or spanked, impact play on their bum. Impact play can be done on any part of the body. Some people love impact play on the bottom of their feet. Some love it on their shoulders. Some love impact play where they're getting punched in the face. It's there's such a range of impact play. Literally any part of the body could have impact play. So having that discussion first and then knowing what your limits are, what's safe, what can you do and how can you navigate what's safe, you can definitely use any kind of safety words. You want to have your safe words in place. So safe words would be like some standard ones are red for stop, yellow for you're getting close, and green for go, right? So you can use those. You can use your own. You could be like cherry picking, could be your safe word. Whatever it is that's kind of offbeat that you're going to notice in that context as something that's off that will create a doot-doot kind of alarm bell going off, you need to know what those are so that you are staying safe and you're staying sane and it's consensual. We're all about consent and communication here, but we're also all about aftercare as well. So care in general, another C word, but aftercare. So that's after all this play, what do? We need to look after the person who's been having some of this, say, impact play or being bound up. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On The Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we are talking about going beyond vanilla and tapping into all those multiple flavors that are available out there. Even if you're just doing a little taste tester, what a great time in life to try that. Whatever time in life you're at, this is a great time to try it. Just taste test. And so I gave you two ideas, well, two kind of broad ideas of where to, you can kind of start with a little kink play, you can start with kink in different ways, whether that's a foot fetish, or you can start with some BDSM play with impact play or bondage. There's such a wide range, right? And just like, if you're willing to just take that little taster spoon, you could take that little taster spoon and, you could use that for so many other delightful things too. You might want to just, have a little fun, sexy play. You could be given oral to somebody and you want to use that little taster spoon right there and taste their juices. Just go ahead and have some fun with that. So, and that brings up ideas. Anyway, so it's a totally different kind of dessert, and I hope you enjoy it. If you didn't understand what I was talking about, just take out your imagination, imagine a little spoon, imagine that being used on somebody's body parts for fun, good times. And I'm not all about scooping the poop, so it's not really my thing, but poop hole. But if you are going to go for it, enjoy yourself if you're into that. But I would be, like, hey, that's fun to go scoop it into the vajayjay, get some good juices out of there, have some fun times there. Anyway, might I digress? All right, so we're talking about, and that's a little bit kinky, right? So you just added a little spoon from your life into a whole other context that you may not have tried before. And you can do all kinds of things that are just like that one step over the normal, over the common or the average. You don't have to scrape the body part. You can just delightfully get some juices out of it. Anyway, so there can be so much fun. Or maybe we're talking different. Okay, anyway. There can be so much fun just taking what you normally do and just adding a little something to it, right? So if we're talking about going from vanilla beyond vanilla, it could be like that whole idea of having a sundae. So you've got your base vanilla actions that you're doing, say oral sex, and then you add one step of fun kink to it after that. Could be if you're into foot fetishes, which I went on a few dates with a guy once that had a foot fetish, and I was really young and I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was in my 20s, but I couldn't wrap my head around the whole idea of somebody wanting to suck my toes, and it kind of freaked me out. So that was a no-go. But had I understood that that was like super erotic to that person, I probably could have wrapped my head around it, but the communication wasn't there. And that made it lack, and also the trust wasn't there. So I needed both of those components, and they weren't there. So when, I just found out it was like something annoying me. Anyway, so something was annoying me, and back on track. So you can take your vanilla and you can add a little something to it. And whatever that happens to be, it doesn't have to be for the rest of your life. So just test it. And like I was saying, could be like oral sex and then an added foot fetish thing where maybe you're sucking on somebody's toes. That's not my thing to want to suck on somebody's toes. But if somebody wants to suck on my toes, I'd have to really trust them and I'd be okay with it. But I think if you're willing to be open and trusting with somebody, then usually anything can kind of be okay. One time you might be willing to try it, and you might be willing to try it more than that if you enjoy it. But if you are looking at how do I add something, another really simple way to add something would be to add things with food, because food can be, I think food's a pretty standard thing to have with sex, but it's actually not. It's kind of on the line of kinky. So adding, you know, like human buffet to your body, to some of you too, you might be like, oh yeah, that's like an average Sunday morning. We just, you know, have buffet off of each other's bodies. That might be like very average to most people, but for some people that's like taking that step from having your average, you know, sort of regular sex, I don't know how else to put it, regular sex, without a lot of additional play toys or things involved, and throw something fun in there. We're coming up to June, which is the month of strawberries in Canada. So adding a few strawberries into your play, using it on somebody's body for, you know, you can rub it on their body, which is lovely unless they have an allergy, but rub it on their body and you can lick it off. Delightful. Rub it up and down the shaft of a penis. Fantastic. Delightful. Yummy. And it adds like a little bit of your vanilla with a side of strawberries. Isn't that, it's so much yummier to me. But for some people, vanilla is vanilla and that's all they want. And I get that. But this show is really for the people who are like, I've had vanilla and I want to know how do I add the rest. So many ways to add the rest. Guys, I'm actually going to be creating a whole bunch of content that will be available on my website. So stay tuned and definitely check into my website on occasion, or even write to me and ask for things. But I am going to be creating a bit of a PDF download so that you can look at what are your blueprints in terms of your kink blueprint, like what turns you on. I have it started. I have it I'm working on it. So it should be ready in the next few weeks. So sometime by the end of June 2025, check on the website, MilicaJelenic.com, and there might be a free download for you there. So we definitely want to be able to invite our partners into having more pleasure. So also asking your partner if there's anything that they would like to try that they've never tried before. So not always has to be you as the one who is like, I want to do this and I want to do that. Ask your partner, is there anything that you've ever wanted to try that we've never tried? I literally ask my husband this like so regularly. He probably is annoyed with me. He's like, yeah, no, fine. I'm like, so I'm the creative one, right? I'm always bringing weird shit to the table, which is part of what I do, right? Like I investigate and learn and I'm like, hey, this. So if you happen to be the one who's more the initiator, the investigator, the learner, the one who wants to bring new ideas to the table, you're probably in the same position that I'm in. But always ask your partner anyway, because you never know, one day they might surprise you with like a request that you're like, ooh, look at that. They just came up with something outrageous. I love it. So what do we know? Let's reiterate. We need to have consent. So verbal consent is always helpful. But if you're not somebody who can give verbal consent, you can give written consent. Because if anything ever happens, you want to make sure that you're safe in terms of legal reasons. You want to be sane about it. So no, like killing people in, you know, or taking them to the brink of death there. You know, you have to really assess the risk factor. Using my yes, no's, maybes list to get some ideas, by all means, go do that. And then the aftercare part, right? So check in with your partner. That's another C. It's like care or check in. After the fact. And how do you do that? Because it's different for everyone. So the aftercare literally can be different for everyone. For some people, it'll just be the need to have a conversation about maybe something they're especially interested in. It could be politics. You could find that aftercare could be needing to wrap the person up so they feel cuddled and secure and warm. Could be giving them a tea. Could be having a just a talk of anything. It, you know, it could be cuddling and watching a show together. But I would also encourage you to have conversation to discuss what happens so that everybody feels safe, and then the trust level builds as well. Discussing things that not only happen, but things you'd like to show up in the future, and give positive feedback for what was going on as well. Like, you know, I really liked this, and this. This really intrigued me. This was curious. I'd like to know more about this part of your fantasy. So bring those things up, because they can help also the person that you're with know that you're interested and that you are curious and that you would like to play. So let them know, and it's going to help build more trust. Why? Because we are in such a culture of shame that we need to start to move past that. And we have been conditioned into shame for so many thousands and thousands of years, whether it's been through religious reasons, political reasons, societal and general reasons, so many things around shame, especially around pleasure. Goodness forbid we have pleasure. Like, there are cultures who literally take off women's genitalia, their, you know, their clitoris, clitoridectomies, so that pleasure is not going to be had. Pleasure is considered incredibly shameful for a lot of people still in this world today. In this century, we are still dealing with shame, which is kind of mind-boggling to me. If you look at how long humanity's been around for, and how we've probably gone through periods of no shame whatsoever, we've probably had, like, did Neanderthals have any shame? I don't know. Probably not. So where did that start? And where, you know, I don't even really get how and where it all started. It's definitely started way before Victorian era, even though people usually use the Victorians as some kind of base grade for people having shame. But it goes way back before that. Victorians were only the 1800s, guys. Shame goes way back before that. And actually, the Victorians were really kinky kinky MFers for sure, because they were into all kinds of stuff. And heck, they invented the vibrators too. So we want to talk more about reclaiming our desires. What are they? Sometimes we don't even know what they are because we haven't even been allowed to figure that out, right? So having a bit of a blueprint, some ideas that you can play off of will be really helpful. And so I will be getting that ready for you guys. We're heading to our last commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we've been talking about going beyond vanilla. And what that means to me is like just being able to do some taste testing in the world of, you know, all things kinky, fun, and playful. And you can absolutely do taste testing. You know, you don't have to make it a lifestyle. So when you're going beyond vanilla, what do you really want to do is get curious. You know, whether that's like reading books or watching different things, getting ideas, listening to podcasts, you want to get ideas. And then you also want to see, where do you feel like you are incredibly feeling shame around something? So for me, spanking felt incredibly shameful because you would only get spanked if you were doing something wrong, and that made you a bad person. So to wrap my head around how could you get spanked and it was not only okay, it was pleasurable and it was empowering, and it actually helped to calm down and reset my nervous system. Compared to what it used to be, it was like fight or flight. Like, oh, I'm in trouble. Now I'm in pain. This is going to be awful. My body would remember the pain. And then it switches to, wow, this is empowering. I'm actually in control. My body is like being able to reset my nervous system. This is amazing. So it can be incredibly healing. What a great form of healing is to heal through pleasure, right? So for me, the thing that was kind of what I thought was shameful was actually something that I could derive a lot of pleasure from. Also, talking with people about their kinks and even, you know, facilitating that would have been something that, say, 20 or 30 years ago for me would have been incredibly shameful feeling. And now it's so empowering. And I so love when I have people who feel comfortable with me and trust me and are willing to go through exploration around what their kinks are, even if it's just a conversation about it. Like, I'm so thrilled when people are willing to open that up and be able to explore some parts of themselves that they were hiding for so long. It's so great to be able to just let all of that stuff down and let yourself be expressive and heal those wounds too. Those are some deep old wounds if we are having that much shame. So how do we move past that conditioning? Well, one of the things to me is to first be willing to move past the conditioning. So that's, you know, willingness is really big. Number two is to take those baby steps, to just take that little tester spoon and test it out and see if you feel okay with it. And it might not be okay with one person, but it might be okay with somebody else. So know that trust is going to be fundamental here. And if you do trust the person that you're with, and they're not judgmental, and they're open, not they're beyond open-minded, they're actually willing to allow you to facilitate you into being more open-minded about yourself as well, to trust yourself as well. That's key as well. And I feel like when I work with people, that's one of the things I get a lot of feedback on, is that people will say that they learn to trust themselves through me being trustworthy with them, so that they could trust me, and through me, they could trust themselves, which I always thought was fascinating, but I can see it now. I can see how that works. And I could see how having just even being willing to allow people to show up how they are and who they are unapologetically, because I've not yet met a person who was in some kind of like super dangerous kinks that were wanting to harm people. They're usually quite innocent and sweet and just curious and body curious and pleasure curious, and they're not intending to harm anybody. So in that way, I think I've been incredibly lucky, and that people have been willing to come to me with their deepest, darkest stuff that they've been hiding for a really long time. Because you know what, guys, I'm not going to shame you for it. And if you need to get it out of your system and you need to be able to talk about it, you can always connect with me. You can connect with me through my website, melitzayelenich.com. There's ways to book time with me so that you can connect. And if you just want to write me an email, you can connect through my website, connect through an email, and just send me a letter. I absolutely love getting letters from folks, and especially when they have like the sweetest little stories to tell about what turns them on. And it's, and sometimes it's things that they're like, I feel so funny, but I also feel so turned on and I want to talk about it. So yay. Thank you for all trusting me that have done that and continue to do that. I love it. So, okay. I mentioned in one of the first segments about solo kink, which are all kinds of things you can do and play with kink before you bring a partner in. And so those are things, like I was saying, like you can do self-tying, and maybe that's what it is. And maybe people could really use some self solo kink play videos. So maybe that's going to be my focus. We shall see. I'm playing around with things, guys, and I would love to hear your feedback too. So feel free to write comments wherever you can. And also, I would love for you to share and like this wherever you can. And if you do enjoy this show, please go review it on iTunes. You can search The Pleasure Zone on there, and I'd be super grateful for any of you who are listening on any of the platforms that can have shares and likes and comments, as well as feedbacks and all of that, to go and do that for me. That is helping so much for me to just keep going with my show. And I always love your feedback too on episodes that you would like to hear about. So comments anywhere too about any episodes that you're curious about. I usually get to do that. I usually get to tap in and do those shows. So solo kink, I think maybe that's going to be something that I'll talk about maybe on a whole other episode completely. But just want you to know that there are a lot of things you can do if you are a solo kinkster, whether that's going out to different events with people, but you can also do self-practice at home for yourself, like sensory deprivation. You can tie yourself up. You can listen to guided fantasies. If you have a fantasy that you would like for me to do an audio for you, I absolutely do those. There is a fee, but I'm happy to give you a guided fantasy as well. So let me know. You'll need to message me and let me know what the fantasy is. I'm happy to share that with you, share an audio with you. And the fees are not massive, guys. So if it's something you are interested in, and they are personalized as well. So that's not on my website, by the way, as an option. That is just because I'm putting it out here. And I do tell people when they are my clients that I have that as an option. But I'm letting you guys know too, just in case it's something that you're curious about. So, wow, time flies.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.